Chapter
9. Oh, Hyacera was there. The three Hui in her crisis team in close support. She came rocketing in like the Raven Guard had, only with more grace. They too fired as they landed. There was a cry of pain from behind me. The air shimmered with the beams of the crisis team's fusion guns. One of the Raven Guard was vaporized where he stood. The one about to kill me was distracted just long enough for me to roll out the way of his killing blow. Before he could recover, a line of searing blue plasma packets hammered into his side. He was flung sideways as they detonated against his armor. Droplets of red-hot metal sprayed everywhere, some of it catching me and charring its way through my combat suit. By the time I'd batted it off my flesh and got to my feet, the after-images the plasma burst had burned into my vision were dimming, and I was treated to the sight of the Raven Guard falling back on jets of orange fire. Three of their number were dead or dying, and had been abandoned. Helena was down, not too far off. It didn't look good for her. Holian was a bloody smear across the construction matrix. I looked at the one who'd nearly ended me. He was dead, his arms flung out. The power plant on the back of his armor ruptured and leaking coolant everywhere. His armor had been stripped of paint by the plasma. In places, it still glowed dull red. Where it had cooled, it was discolored with heat. Gray, with a purplish sheen. A gaping hole was in his side, the flesh and bone within charred black. Wisps of smoke escaped his broken eye lenses. So died a champion of humanity. I felt no triumph. I'd been raised on stories of the valor of such men since the cradle. If anything, I felt sick, like I'd finally crossed a line I could never go back over. Sure, I've killed a lot of men in my time, most of them for the greater good, and I hadn't been responsible for the death of this warrior. But this was not a man who had died. This was a space marine. I'd been party to the slaying of a hero of my kind. Tauva. I still don't like to think about it. The racket of battle receded. My body flooded with stored up fear and I started to tremble. I felt sick. It's always the way after a fight for humans. It's a chemical thing in our brains, so I've been told.
The Gwela are retreating. All units stand down and return to your posts. Oh, Hyacera, prosecute pursuit as you see fit. Earthcast, prepare for resumption of duties.
That was ethereal Aun Kira. He'd got through unharmed then. Looking at the node, it had taken minimal damage. Away to the north, the sounds of firing diminished. I caught sight of the knight retreating, energy field cast around its back as it pounded across the dirt and vanished into the woods. Aircraft were coming in from the east, 9 of them, ready to hunt it down. By far the most damaging element of the Imperial raid, the knight left scores dead, and several wrecks burning, not least the shattered remnants of the Riptide. Smoke billowed from its own side, where it had been holed, but it had definitely come off better from the encounter. Volley fire from our own side became erratic as Fire Warrior Larua broke forward in pursuit. From the Vox chatter, they were taking it carefully. The Catachans were falling back with discipline. This was no rout. Their objective had certainly been to distract us from the Space Marines' attack, and it had been fulfilled. There was no reason for them to stick around and die. Goliath! Othelia! Come in. The remainder of my squad reported back. They weren't far from me. The rush of battle stopped me from seeing them, even though they were practically in front of me, you know. We rejoined each other.
Helena?
Asked Goliath. Well, he had a soft spot for her, and his voice was shaky. Hit. I don't know if she's dead or not. Holian's had it, I said, pointing at the chunks that had been our mendacious friend. As it turned out, Helena wasn't dead. But she lost her left arm just above the elbow. A bolt took her there. The shrapnel from its explosion would have killed her, were it not for her armour, for which I give thanks to the Earthcast. I hear her rehabilitation's going well, and that she'll be able to rejoin the Guevesa Auxiliary Corps soon enough. Yeah, I didn't know any of that at the time. I suspected she was dead, but didn't want to have to deal with the fallout of saying that to Goliath. My head was swimming with the after effects of the fight. I had to pull it together. Fiola medical teams are on their way, I said. We'll have to leave Helena in their hands now. Come on, let's check on the poor El. I've got a bad feeling from all this. This wasn't a random raid. I went to the processing center. People in disposable respirators were streaming from it, shepherded under the guns of Shazla. There was a fan of bodies lying around the main entrance, blasted to pieces. Although I'd watched the Space Marines gun them down, my earlier assumption that the enemy were going for the prisoners was wrong. The casualties among the Guela prisoners were collateral damage. The same couldn't be said for the dead water cast. "Help the Shazla!" I ordered Goliath and Otheliar. "I'm going to find the poor El." I ran into the building. The poles and light ribbons that divided up the space into orderly areas for queuing were all smashed down. Fires guttered in bolt-round craters in the walls. The lights were out, and the sun shining in through the open doors did not reach all the corners. Smoke writhed blue as it crossed the square of illumination, a square that picked out a tableau of bloody horrors just for me. Here a pair of Fiola medics sought to stabilize a human whose legs were tattered ribbons. He was shaking and coughing up blood, jerkily moving forward as he tried to sit. The Fiola held his hands and babbled soothing-sounding Tau Nor Por at him. In front of me, a circle of twisted limbs and broken torsos were laid out like the petals of a bloody flower around the crater of a grenade detonation. People were screaming and crying. Medics were running around, frantically handing out breathing masks. Fire warriors were hauling shell-shocked prisoners of war out of the hall, and dotted around, the corpses of Watercast. Half a dozen of them were dead, hacked brutally apart. I began to panic. "Poor old Skilltalker," I called. "Skilltalker! Skilltalker!" I shoved at the milling human, searching for a glimpse of blue skin amid brown, black, and white.
"Calm yourself, Guevre. I live."
I span around, searching for him.
"I am behind you, against the wall."
His mellifluous voice was croaky with smoke, and perhaps the poison of the air. The atmosphere scrubbers were off, and the toxins of the outside had worked their way inside. I spotted him and hurried over. He was having a wound dressed in his arm. One sleeve of his robe had been cut away to allow access to it. His ever-present watercast hat was missing, and the comms vein he wore in his ear opening torn away. I was relieved to see a medical respirator had been pushed on his face. He was spattered all over in tau and human blood. I slung my carbine and dropped to my knees beside him, earning myself a look of annoyance from the medic. I didn't care. "Are you all right, poor El?"
"I am touched by your concern, Guevesa Vrejetan," he said.
He sounded wearier than I'd ever heard him. He was troubled by the carnage, and his eyes did not meet mine.
"Poor El, I am done here," said the medic. "There is minimal damage. The wound on your arm is not deep. You will have bruising on your chest from where you were grabbed, but nothing more."
Skilltalker flexed his hand and nodded. His wiry muscles moved under the plastic dressing.
"Thank you, Fiola. Now go. Many others are in greater need of your attention."
I stood and extended my hand. Skilltalker grasped it, and I pulled him to his feet. He dusted himself down, but this only smeared blood over his robes. He held his hands up and frowned at them.
"Grabbed you? They were coming for you, to capture you," I said.
That was what this was all about. He looked at me a moment, then smiled.
Why, yes, friend Jetin. Of course. Many of the Imperium's worlds have elected to join with us for our mutual benefit. Your erstwhile masters are so blinkered in thought that they assume we have some covert means of encouraging treachery. Perhaps they impute uncanny powers to us, as they do to our beloved ethereals.
He laughed.
Do not be so discouraged. This is a sign that the Imperium is desperate, that they attack the Talker and do not address our words. But then, words cannot be so easily killed. It is easier to fight a tangible foe.
If that is so, we have to get you to the command node to sit this out, I said. Come on, we'll escort you.
No, friend Jetin. I have been ordered to depart the world for the safety of the Cor Vatra support Cardis until the conquest is complete. Apparently, I am too valuable to risk. Something of great flattery to me, but I'd rather stay here and help the effort at the front. Still, needs must. I go where the greater good requires, not where I desire.
Something funny came over his face when he said that. He displaced it with a smile.
You and your squad are to come with me.
Holian's dead. I think Helena is too. His face fell.
I'm sorry to hear that. They died for us all.
Tau Va, I said reflexively.
Tau Va,
he responded.
I will personally ensure your comrades' remains are treated with great honor. They were good friends, and served well.
I'm grateful. How long until we depart?
A ship will arrive soon to extract us.
Wait, I said. I'm probably speaking out of turn here, but my oath is to protect you. If you go, you'll be in flight and vulnerable. The Space Marines are rightly named. They are expert void fighters, and their ships are among the swiftest in the Imperium. Yeah, I might be wrong, but I've got a feeling they mean to draw you out so that you might be more easily caught, Por-El. We should stay here. You'll be much safer. The conquest is almost done. That strange expression flickered over his face, a medley of alien and human expressions that I could not read. He knew something I did not, although that might just be me convincing myself retrospectively. He grasped my shoulder with his uninjured hand.
I go where the greater good demands, Jetin. These are my orders from Aun Var himself, and you are to go with me.
Obey without question, as the river flows downhill without complaint, I quoted. Sometimes I think it's easy for the Tau proper. You obey the Aun without thinking. It's hard for some of us to act so.
Just so. Just so.
He patted me. I looked up and around the ruined room. And Crix? Where's he? They didn't get him, did they? I said. The poor El shook his head.
No, he will be eating. He finds it harder than some to suppress his crude appetites. But he is a fearsome warrior and a loyal guard. I forgive him his lapses. Now, gather your men. The Kor'la will be here for us shortly.